My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He is the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency and served as the senior military intelligence officer in the Department of Defense. He is also the author of The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the Global War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. And while he is a Democrat, General Flynn has been a vocal supporter of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to speak to you and your listeners.
Thank you, sir. We'll get to the politics in just a moment, but I want to go through some of the big themes in this book here. First of all, you say it's time when it comes to the war against radical Islam for the United States to stop participating in it and start winning it. Why are we reluctant to win it?
I think that what we've done is we totally have lacked imagination and we've forgotten how to win, actually. And we also have to stop being politically correct about this enemy, and we have to clearly define it. And that would be the most important thing to do initially. We also have to start looking at how, like we did with the communists the last century right up until the end of the Cold War, we have to discredit this ideology, this radical Islamist ideology for what it is. We have to call it what it is, and we have to begin to come up with a very imaginative, very creative information campaign to discredit it. And we also have to take the task, and what I call for in the book, a new 21st century alliance. And this is where the Arab nations come in, and they have to step up to the plate in a much bigger way than they currently do. And many of them are ready. They just need the leadership of the United States to help. And this doesn't mean, you know, tens of thousands of boots on the ground. This means going at this in a vastly different way. But number one is to clearly define the enemy, something our current leadership and our government, our president, does not allow us to do.
Well, let's get a little bit deeper on the one thing you said, and that's the first thing we need to do, and that's properly identify our enemy and the ideology behind that enemy. What are the quick bullet points there? What needs to be said and what needs to be communicated that's not being communicated right now?
Well, number one, we have to make sure that the people of the United States of America understand what the radical Islamist views are against us. Number one, they've declared war on us. Number two, we know what their strategy is. We know what their campaign plan is. We have seized their plans in different places. I'm familiar with three sets of plans that are all the same. We captured them in different places. We need to make sure that we explain to the American public strategically what it is that we're facing, and what this enemy has said they want to do to us and our way of life, and that includes right here in the homeland. But the third thing is we have to get our own sort of strategic house in order. We have to decide how are we going to organize as the United States to begin to protect our way of life and not fear what our country was built upon, which is a set of, you know, Judeo-Christian values and principles. And instead, we have this sort of political correct nonsense that we have where if you call somebody something, you know, if you call an enemy what they are, we've spent 40 years calling the communists communists. When we talk about radical Islamists, you get chastised for being a racist, and we have to stop that. That's unfair to the American public, and it's definitely not going to help us defeat this enemy who absolutely has a plan in place, and they are executing it, and we are seeing it unfold around the world and right here in the homeland. And last point on that, in the homeland, director of the FBI has stated that they have at least 1,000 cases related to the Islamic State right here in the United States of America, and they have cases pending in all 50 states. So we have a problem. Our government does not let us recognize it clearly for what it is, and that's number one. And then there's the other steps as I've highlighted. So there's a lot to this. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is something that we have to better understand in our leadership in this country has to help the American public understand what it is that we're facing. Just like we had to get the people of our country to understand what was the rise of communism post-World War II. Everybody thought that, you know, war was over after we defeated the Nazis, and all of a sudden you got communism. So, and this is something, this radical Islamist effort and their strategy is actually infiltrating into our country.
We're talking with retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, U.S. Army. He is also the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And, sir, let's talk now about the 2016 campaign. You spoke at the convention in support of Donald Trump, of course. How much of your support for Trump is because you believe he can be an effective leader on this, and how much of it is because you believe Hillary Clinton would be a terrible leader on this front?
I would say it's much more on the former. In my interactions with Donald Trump, his leadership abilities, his strategic vision for where this country needs to go, and a lot of people, because the media is so, they're actually doing an incredible disservice to our country by being so deceptive and dishonest in how they twist things around. But that's not to mean that we don't have an imperfect person here. I will tell you that in Donald Trump's case, he has a vision for this country that I believe in, and he's somebody who is not doing this for Donald Trump. He's doing this for the people of this country and for America. And that's the purpose. That's why he is, dove headfirst into the political cesspool that we have in this country to try to fix what we can to make this country great again, essentially. I mean, as his campaign, slogan says, and I firmly believe in that. I will say on the other half, on the Hillary Clinton half, when people don't know the difference between a lie and truth, I have a real problem with that. As a guy that, grew up in the military and frankly grew up in a family where, you told the truth, good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent. You told the truth, you accepted the responsibility and your punishment. And in this case, she does none of that. And I think that we're in a real world of hurt if the people of this country don't get this election right.
General Flynn, some of the criticisms of Donald Trump, especially on foreign affairs, go into two different categories. One is that he has general ideas, but not a lot of specificity, and they wonder if he has strong command of the subject material. We obviously see his public statements. You've talked with him in private. How confident are you that he understands the material as well as a commander-in-chief needs to, and that he has specific ideas on how to confront this threat and others?
I have 100% confidence in his abilities. He is a superb listener. He absorbs information rapidly and is able to, grab hold of the real strategic issues that are in play. I mean, the conversations that I've had with him have gone from, talking about China and China's role in the world all the way to radical Islam. His ability to understand these, I don't have any issues with that. I mean, he has a view of the world that is a very global view of the world because he was a global businessman, so he really understands that. The other thing about him that people need to understand is his ability to bring good people around him, good, honest people who care about the country, who, aren't looking to just save their behinds and get a job back in government and stick to the same old status quo stuff that we've seen and, frankly, will continue to see with Hillary Clinton. So the things that he provides as I have gotten to know him, he's a great listener. He's a rapid learner. He's somebody who is able to absorb lots of information quickly and make. He's an exceptional decision maker and problem solver. And the last thing is he's got great instincts for the types of people that he has around him. And I think that's those are good qualities. Those are qualities that we need in the leadership of our country going forward.
Last question, sir, and it's not about the presidential race or the candidates per se, but more about how you see America right now. And it goes back to the point you make in your book, and you made a little earlier in our interview, that you believe one of the keys to defeating radical Islam is putting together a coherent effort that marshals all of the assets of the United States, much as we did during World War II, when even people of very different political ideologies were on the same team, pulling very much against the Nazis and against Imperial Japan. Do you think America is in a place where it can do that now?
This is my big concern, is this $64,000 question that you just asked. And for all of your listeners, let me tell you, folks, the decision-making apparatus has been built up around the President of the United States is out of control. It doesn't have the strategic flexibility. It doesn't have the adaptability. It doesn't have the speed. And then, frankly, it does not have the maturity to make the kinds of decisions, nor to even think clearly. And that's why we get involved in places like, Libya, and we have poor decisions like getting out of Iraq in 2011. And that's why we see the messes that we see around the world right now in our foreign policy. And so I'm very concerned about that. That's a big, big problem. And I will tell you that going forward, one of the things, and I've talked to Donald Trump about this, this is something that we're going to have to, this is something that we're going to have to deal with in order to correct this, the direction that this country is going. And that's a big, that's going to be one of the big issues that we're going to have to deal with going forward. So I you know, again, I really appreciate you bringing me on and give me a few minutes to talk to your listeners. The book, my book, The Field of Fight, it's a New York Times bestseller, and it's a great read. It's a big message.
Again, it's The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the Global War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. General Flynn, thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and of course a strong supporter of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.